This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
All set, Cox, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This hour we're going to be talking about Wi-Fi with my dear friend Bert Bertonis. Welcome, Bert.
Glad to be here, Vince.
Well, I wanted to tell our class a story. Normally I don't do these kinds of things, but here's a story about you and me, and something that you really don't know about. So here's what happened. About 20 years ago, our son and I were chatting. He was, oh gosh, maybe 11 years old at the time. And we were talking about his friends. And he said, so Dad, what is a good friend? How would you define what a good friend is? And he was about 11. And I said, wow, gee, that's a really tough one. But I know that if you have maybe five people that you would consider really good friends in your life, you know, as you get, you know, toward the senior years of life, if you can count five people who you would consider really good friends, that would be great. Because they're few and far between. And, yeah, but what is a good friend? I mean, because I told him how many. He wanted to know what a good friend was. And I said, well, okay. Well, in economic terms, here's an example. So if you have a really good friend, and you say to that friend, can I borrow $1,000 without any explanation at all? Without saying, you know, I've been arrested and I need bail, I need to pay this bill and the loan sharks are going to kill me if I don't pay it by Tuesday. Without any explanation at all, if you were to ask that person, could I borrow $1,000? This would be quantifying a good friend with monetary terms. Could I borrow $1,000? And that person doesn't say, well, wait a minute, okay, let me draw up a contract, and here's the rate of interest that I'm going to charge, or what do you need it for? And that person just says to you, okay, assuming that person has it, okay? Now, it may be that that person doesn't have it. So I explained that to our son. He said, okay, I kind of get it. So I immediately got on the computer class, and I sent Bert an email. And it was one sentence. Can I borrow $1,000? That's all it said. And my response was, I can't do it right now. Not no, not what's the problem, not why are we doing this, not let me get a contract ready. It was, I can't do it right now. Now, I've remembered that exact email for a couple decades. And that's my good friend, Bert Bertonis. So now, you know the whole story, Bert. And I've never told you that.
No, thanks. anyway.
So, class, I want to say thank you to Bert Bertonis for, I believe that had you could at the time, you would have lent me that $1,000.
Of course,
I'd return it right away because I didn't need it. But that was why you got that email.
Now, in today's dollars, that would be $2,450.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Now, I was talking with you and our engineer about, at the university, you decided to do something that was kind of neat. This was back in the 70s. You decided to build an FM receiver when a digital displayed FM receiver. You know, and we were not wealthy college students. I mean, we were working and we were scrimping and saving, and we were buying electronic parts from a company called DigiKey, which was, you know, leftover parts that they sold very inexpensively. And so you want to tell a story about that FM receiver and how that related to getting a job? Because I think our class might find that you know, there are reasons why you can tinker and experiment and actually turn that into something really good that may alter your future or a child's future dramatically.
Well, sure, and I'll try to not get too technical because I'm sure most listeners don't know the difference between a JFET and a MOSFET. But so it was mid-70s, and I'd grown up in the New York City area, and there was an FM radio station that I was a big fan of, WNEW-FM. And I was thinking if I could build an FM tuner that was sensitive enough that I'd be able to pick up those signals in upstate New York, up in the mountains. So it was an interesting time in electronics because all these new devices were coming out, JFETs, MOSFETs, a lot of new integrated circuits. There was an integrated FM demodulator. There was a new phase lock loop chip that's used for pulling the stereo signal off. So to make a long story a little shorter, I had researched all these integrated circuits, and that said, I mean, I'd been working in electronics my entire life. Just as a kid, that was my hobby, building radio electronics. So I already had the background, but all these devices were just coming to fruition in this time in the mid-70s. So I had a part-time job in a speech communications lab at the university. So in the time that I wasn't working for getting paid, I had built this FM tuner. And it worked. I mean, without a lot of sophisticated wireless test equipment, basically pretty much all we had there were signal generators and oscilloscopes. There were no spectrum analyzer, no noise figure test set or anything like that. But it worked, and in fact, we used it in our, if you remember, for a couple of years, we used it in our living room at our apartment. So that's how good it was. But we never picked up the New York radio station because there was a issue that I hadn't researched that was the curvature of the earth. And unlike AM radio that can bend and follow the earth at night, FM is directional. And aside from some occasional skip signals when the solar spot is at its maximum that can carry signals further, aside from that, there was really just a problem that the curvature of the earth and mountains in the way, so it was never going to happen. But here's the end of the story. So I graduate from the university and have my degree, and we're still coming out of a pretty bad technology recession that we had in the early 70s. If you remember, engineers were pumping gas at that time, and everyone said, don't go into engineering. Well, anyhow, I did, and I got my degree, and I was still kind of job hunting the month I graduated, and I was going on job interviews, so I went on this interview to this little tiny electronics company in New Jersey. I think I can mention the name, Blondertongue Laboratories, and they were building a pay television system, and they had a new set-top box that would pick up the signals over the air. They hid the audio on a subcarrier similar to stereo broadcast, and they were using basically all the same transistors and integrated circuits that I had in this new receiver. So in the process of the interview, it was going well, and the senior engineer got a okay, and they unrolled the new schematics for their top secret set-top box and started showing it to me. And they said, what do you think of this? So I started telling them what everything did in the in their set-top box, because every circuit I understood. And it wasn't from anything I learned in the university. I mean, we did cover, you know, transistor theory and things like that. But, you know, we hadn't worked with those circuits for sure. So they were just dumbfounded. And they either figured I was the spy from Gerald, who was their arch rival, and I was trying to get hired to spy, because how could I know all this stuff? Or this guy's got some knowledge that we better hire this guy immediately. And they basically did make me an immediate job offer, and I worked there for 2 years before I moved to Silicon Valley. So that is the story. That I probably would not have had that job had it not been for my own time, nothing to do with the university except I used their facility, had built and got to work this FM tuner that led to the first job in my career.
There you have it. So the reason we went through discussing this is so that parents, grandparents, if you have some young people in your family that have hobbies, you might want to encourage that, because hobbies can lead to learning, and that can lead toward a whole shift in one's life, doing what one loves to do, and turning that into either an enterprise or a job. And that's what happened with you. And ultimately, Bert, you know, you learned and learned and learned, and you kept building on that, and you founded several companies, and you've been the CEO of many companies, and you're an expert witness, and you consult for some of the biggest electronic companies in the world, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And I have a feeling you really haven't worked a day in your life in terms of, boy, I hate my job. You've had fun for all the years that you've been tinkering, and that was well before, elementary school. Is that when you started?
Yeah, well, my dad and especially my uncle were both engineers, and my uncle was a very early radio pioneer. He was actually in the Signal Corps in World War I, so that's where he learned about radio technology. And he had worked all around the world on radio systems. He helped put some of the first ILS instrument landing systems up in airports around the world. So he had a pretty interesting life, and he had a huge radio hobby lab, test lab, work lab in his house. So I would go there on weekends and learn electronics.
When we come back, can you tell us a little bit about pirate radio, what it was, what it did, how it worked? Can you talk about that?
I think so. What's the statute of limitations?
We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking with Bert Bertonis, and we're talking about thinking outside the box. And there's several reasons why I wanted to do this with Bert. And it relates to Wi-Fi and just a different way of thinking. And you'll learn more about that in just a couple minutes. So, Bert, you built a radio station. You were in high school. And you were tinkering, and you built a pirate radio station. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. So basically, as you know, I'm a radio engineer, and I was always interested in radio electronics. And I think that's because electronics, you know, say maybe more computer-oriented or, you know, machine control was too abstract, and it didn't really tie to people. So I think what attracted me was the fact that you could combine this new technology with a way of reaching people, communicating with people. And I think that was the tie-in that made it interesting for me. So one of the things, you know, I had equipment that could pick up virtually every radio frequency from AM broadcast band to microwave. But I also had some transmitters, and I decided that I wanted to build an AM broadcast band transmitter and have a radio station. And so I did. And it was all built with tubes because transistors were not reliable enough at high power in those days. You know, they certainly were around, but nothing you could use it with any degree of reliability. So I built this radio station and showed it off to some of my friends in high school, and we decided to start broadcasting and put an antenna up. Basically, you have to go a couple hundred feet, so we went up a tree and then across, and caught on. So that's, when you look at high school yearbook, that's what I'm known for. And what was interesting is, before then, I was just this nerdy guy that didn't have a lot of friends and, couldn't get the time of day from girls and wasn't that popular. And it's funny how I went from basically being the guy that nobody, sit in the back and nobody knew who he was, to one of the most popular guys in the high school by virtue of, something that pretty much I did on my own, just, at night, down in the basement in the workshop building. And so it's kind of interesting. So unfortunately, when I went away to college, we had to shut it down, but it was fun for a couple of years. And I still have the transmitter. I think it'll work if I power it up, because there weren't a lot of electrolytic capacitors, and those are the one device that doesn't do too well over a long time. If anyone's into restoring old radios, that the one item you really need to replace are the high-value capacitors, which are typically electrolytic. So in the real old days, they were oil-filled capacitors.
And you've seen on the internet class refurbished computer motherboards. Well, the electrolytic capacitors can, through charging, discharging, and heat, can explode, literally explode. They're the size of, let's say, a pencil, a number two pencil eraser, a lot of them. And some of them are as big as like soup cans, or even bigger than that. So they come in lots of different sizes, but yeah, they don't like heat, and they don't like charging, discharging cycles, and they can fail. And that's what Bert's talking about replacing. So when a computer motherboard is listed as being refurbished, typically the electrolytic capacitors have been replaced. So there's a reason why I wanted to talk about these things and lead into the next topic, which is Wi-Fi. Now, I live on a farm, and I live at about 18,000 feet from what's called the central office, where the telephone company, Century Tel in our neck of the woods, has their switching building. It's a nondescript building with no windows, and it's got one door, and you see them all over. Every town has them. And usually they're either in town or just a little bit outside of town. And that's where the electronic equipment is. You may not see any wires there because it may be underground. But the point is, we're 1,800 feet from the central office for the Internet. And they say, you know what? That's as far as we're going to go. We can't go any farther because it's unreliable. And our house is farther away. I'm going to tell you what we did, and I'm going to tell you why we did what we did, and then I'm going to tell you the next step with Wi-Fi and how you can really make it work for you. We'll be right back.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect in yesterday's Maryland newspaper shootings, which left 5 people dead and 2 people wounded in an Annapolis, Maryland courtroom at this hour for a bail hearing. 38-year-old Jared Ramos is facing 5 counts of first-degree murder, accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette. The Annapolis mayor, Gavin Buckley, says had police not shown up in less than 1 minute, the death toll could have been higher.
We did not expect something like this to happen in our community, but we were ready, and I don't think we could have put any more resources. It's a tremendous response.
Ramos reportedly had a vendetta against the paper for how it portrayed him in an article 7 years ago. Canada plans to retaliate against President Trump's tariffs, planning $14 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. imports. And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today
you've
got your.
Take my.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we're talking with Bert Bertonis, and we're talking about pushing the limits. So when we were at the university, we were pushing the limits. And when Bert designed his FM receiver, he was pushing the limits. And he actually had a working product for years before the top secret product of a major electronics communication company had one. Okay? So how does that relate to what we're talking about? All right. So at 18,000 feet maximum distance for DSL from the internet provider CenturyLink, I needed to go another 1,300 feet. So I said, okay, well, we're thinking about putting a house. We're thinking about, say a different way, we're thinking about putting a house near the barn on the road, but we really need to go 1,300 feet farther. And they never would have done it, never, if they knew that that was the plan. So I did it in stages. I said, okay, here's where we're thinking about building a house, right near the barn. Let's have a connection here. Then I said, no, I think we're going to move the house to this other location 1,300 feet away. And we did, and it worked. And as Bert mentioned off the air, DSL adapts. But you lose speed when you do that. So here's the next piece. The next piece is, what about Wi-Fi? What about if we hook up Wi-Fi in the barn and we run high-speed Wi-Fi, right? Okay, faster than the data rate of the DSL? And we communicate with our house over the air. That would work. And what about our neighbors? Maybe our neighbors might want to hop on the same Wi-Fi link. Okay? We have passwords. That'll work. And then what about if they want to hop to their neighbor? And then another hop to their neighbor. And then we keep going down the road. What about that? Bert, is that possible, technically?
Well, sure. It's not just possible, but now it's... really catching on, and you can buy these devices very ubiquitously and assemble them. So, I mean, what you're talking to doing, the first step, which makes a lot of sense, take your DSL, put it into a broadband wireless router. You can buy them in some cases. In fact, the DSL company will give you one. I know in the cable world, it's almost the same thing. You have your DOCSIS cable signal, and where I live, if you subscribe to that, they'll give you a broadband cable wireless router. So basically, the high-speed wired system goes into the router. We'll call it a router, and then Wi-Fi comes out of it. And, you know, there's also a switch for on the back where you can usually put four or five wired LAN cables in as well. But now, very easily, there's repeaters that will basically pick up that signal and then retransmit it on another Wi-Fi channel. And you can keep doing that, but the problem is you eventually get latency problems and signal-to-noise problems start building up. So it doesn't get, I mean, the reliability will start, reliability and data rate will start falling off, but certainly you can do it, and, you know, you can have your neighbors on your system if you want to share your bandwidth with them. But at some point, I mean, Wi-Fi, the type of protocols that are used, that works well until a certain point of congestion, and then it falls apart very rapidly because it's what's called CSMA. So it listens to see if there's any noise in the channel, then it transmits. But it's not really an assigned slot system like, say, your cell phone is. So it works fine up to a point when there's a lot of congestion because you don't know what the other person is listening to. You only know what you can hear. You don't really know if it's an interference-free channel to start transmitting for sure. So at some point it falls apart, and that's why cellular network uses something completely different, assigned slots, and it's way more efficient when you have a lot of users.
And as you were describing this, I was thinking about some farmers who probably had it with not being able to get good speed internet. And I think what farmers are doing, beginning to do, is they're saying, you know what, my farm touches my neighbor's farm, and his farm touches his neighbor's farm, and heck, we're all on the same road, and the road's 5 miles long, and we've got backhoes. Heck, we'll dig our own trench, we'll put our own cable in the ground or fiber optics, and we'll just have one of us buy internet, and then we'll all share it, and we'll all get really high speed internet. I mean, that's something that we can do, and we're talking about doing that with Wi-Fi. And I'm going to explore that. I really am. I really don't like the risks associated with Wi-Fi. But tell me, distance is our friend, right? Wi-Fi safety?
Yeah. So, by the way, Fios and fiber, that's the way to go because huge bandwidth improvement over either cable or DSL once you start putting fiber optics in. problem is the cost of putting it in. But safety, so naturally you'd think, oh, gee, you know, we have all these Wi-Fi signals up. Isn't there an RF safety issue? And, you know, I'm always one to say we don't know the full safety of radio signals. You know, we've only had them pretty much, you know, 100 years on the planet. But what you said is true, distance. So one thing you learn when you play around with radio equipment is that the field strength falls off very rapidly once you get a wavelength or two away from the transmitter. And so what does that mean? At 2 gigahertz, we're talking, you know, once you get half a foot or a foot away. And the signal level at that point falls, you know, not half or a quarter. It's to like a thousandth or a ten thousandth. So the signal levels are very, very low unless you're literally right up against the transmitting antenna. And even if you add, you know, 10 Wi-Fi transmitters, as long as you're not sleeping with it by your head, the level is really pretty low. And I would put in that same category the wireless power meters and for sure Bluetooth. Now, what isn't so safe is when you hold a cell phone up against your head, that's 600 milliwatts potential maximum transmitted power, and you're holding it right up to your brain. And there are some studies that do show a link between brain cancer and other health issues and heavy cell phone use. So there is a difference. And remember, radio, you know, God or whoever created the universe logarithmically in terms of power levels. So when something's a weak signal, you know, when you say, we say, oh, it's 40 dB down, that means 1/10,000th. And in the radio spectrum, you can typically have 100 dB range, dynamic range from what the strongest signal you could communicate with and the weakest signal. And so we're talking, you know, into the billions, billionth, you know, because every 10 dB is 1/10 the power. So 100 dB or 120 dB dynamic range is huge. So I'm giving you a long answer to basically saying, if you're not literally right up against the transmitter, the safety issue is nothing to be concerned about at this point.
All right. So let's talk about where to put that Wi-Fi router. I helped a friend of mine who's he has a DR in front of his name, doctor. And the satellite, Hughes Satellite Company, put his router in his attic, just above the bedroom. And he and his wife were very concerned about that. So we built an on-off switch. And it's really simple, because you don't want to go up in your attic and power down the router if you're not going to be using it. So what they did was, well, we figured out a way to very simply hop on a circuit, extend the circuit, put a light switch on the wall, you know, in the hallway, for example. And so if they want the router on, they flip what looks like a light switch, but it actually turns on and off the router, which makes it really convenient, because they don't want it running all night, and they don't want it running when they're not using it. So it's as simple as flicking a switch. Do you recommend a specific location in a person's house for Wi-Fi for several reasons? One, distance is your friend. Keep it far away from you. But yet, if they want Wi-Fi in their house, it will reach the house. Is the attic the place to put it?
The attic's good, but make sure you're not using insulation in the ceiling that's metalized. But attic is great. And high is always better than low. Central is better than low. You don't want to put it, obviously, near where you're sleeping for the safety reasons we already mentioned. And you know, we had touched before on repeaters. You might want to add one or two repeaters on the system, and there are outdoor repeaters. You can use outdoor-rated ones. You still have to get power to them. So, you know, you might want to think, I mean, at my house, I have two repeaters. I have the main router, and then I have two repeaters. One works wirelessly. The other repeater, actually, I send a signal over the power line. That's something else you can do. So I come out of my broadband router, put one signal through a power line converter. The internet actually goes over my power wiring in my house. Then at a far end of the house, I plug in a little Wi-Fi box that takes the internet off the power line, retransmit it on a clean Wi-Fi channel. So, and then at the other end of my house, I have a wireless repeater. So basically, I have three different Wi-Fi signal access points at my house.
Bert, didn't you pioneer internet over power lines?
Not over power lines, no. But I've worked in that area.
Okay. All right. How about safety? You mentioned safety with these microwave frequencies, Wi-Fi, if you will. What about power, charging devices through the air? What are your thoughts? We've talked about this before, but
let's share it. I think that's just a crazy idea, and it'll never work in any usable form. But unfortunately, it's become a hot topic, and people don't realize the power level you would need to make that effective would be hugely dangerous. Again,
so,
radio wave signal level falls down so rapidly once you get away from the transmitter.
Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about wireless communications, and we started to bring up the dangers of charging devices through the air. And, Bert, you were talking about, well, we were talking about distance is your friend. And here's the paradox. So, class, if you have a cell phone and you want to charge it, you've got like a 3-foot cord. And you could just plug in your cell phone on that cord. But wireless, wow, it's so cool because you don't have to have that cord and you can charge from across the room. Bert, what happens when you want to charge at a distance? You know, the farther away from the transmitting charger to the device that you want to charge, what do you have to do to make that work?
Well, so it's the exactly the same issue why I was saying that your Wi-Fi signal is basically safe because you're picking up a millionth or a billionth of the power when you're several feet away. So the same idea is, we're basically allowed under FCC rules to transmit 1 watt. You can add a little antenna gain, but, it's still basically around 1 watt. So if you're a few feet from that transmitter, you're down to maybe 60 dB, a millionth of the power, so a millionth of a watt. So just using common sense for anyone with a basic electrical knowledge, that how long would it take to charge a several-watt battery with a millionth of a watt. So, I mean, we're talking about a current that would be, microamps of current. I mean, it would take forever. I mean, probably, the Earth will already be through three ice ages before that battery is going to get charged. So then you say, what if I raise the power? Well, sure, you could raise the power maybe a million times and have, 50 kilowatt transmitter, say, in your living room, and that might, after 40 or 60 dB, you might be able to charge the battery. But obviously that would be preposterous because that would be harmful to all life. So the physics just isn't there, and it's not something that's close. It's off by thousands or millions to actually be effective to charge any type of reasonable current wireless device. Now, could it be used for low-power sensors and maybe some low-power medical devices that you might wear, something like that? That's possible. But generally, batteries work fine, and like you said, you can plug things in. So I think using RF for charging and for power transfer is the wrong idea. It should be used for communications. And that's how the FCC has set up the frequency band. They have allowed some experimentation in wireless power transfer. I think they were under lobbying pressure from some of these new companies. So there are some prototypes of things that will charge wirelessly. But basically, you have to hold them right up against, you know, the device being charged right up against the transmitter. So what's the point? If it's an inch apart, What purpose does that serve? The answer is it doesn't.
You mentioned a 50-kilowatt transmitter. Now, class, a 50-kilowatt radio station, 50,000 watts, is big. And, Bert, you mentioned WNEW New York City radio station. Some of the biggest radio stations in New York City were 50,000 watts. And those radio stations were so powerful they would reach Connecticut, of course, all of New York City, New York State, New Jersey, you know, the surrounding states. I mean, that's how powerful these radio stations were on AM radio. Okay, so that's an enormous amount of power. Now, if you had a 50,000-watt charger in your living room, it would consume five at the average price of 10 cents per kilowatt. That's $5 an hour to charge your phone. I mean, no one's going to do that. No one is going to do that. And by the way, you could probably put a hot dog on a stick and cook it.
For sure.
In your living room. So,
you would be the hot dog.
Yeah, and you'd be the hot dog too, right? And very interesting. So here's one other point. You know, people may say, yeah, but you know, they said horseless carriages will never work. You know, we call them automobiles today. You know, carriages without horses never work. Well, this is different. This is not like that. This is pure physics. The pure physics of this doesn't work. And you can't fix that. You can't really change that. Right? Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, Bert, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your wealth of knowledge. Bert Bertonis.
Enjoyed it.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.